welcome back. This is the fourth batch of our of awards here. I've got eight more to go, and then one final batch of eight coming up to wrap up the show. We're going to kick things off right here with our, best moment of the year.
Oh, I think this one's going to be contentious. I'm just saying.
We need a good fight.
Oh, it's not going to be a fight. It'll be peaceful.
It's going to be a hug out.
Feelings are going to be hurt.
Hug it out.
Names are going to be called. Fists are going to be thrown.
Nominees.
Oops, sorry.
The final chapter of Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons.
That's a moment.
That was.
Now, see,
that was some shit.
I feel like at some point we're gonna have to explain some of these moments, though.
We might we can get there. You hold your horses.
I'm gonna start doing it right now. Dickfish battle.
The Last of Us. We need to pick a moment, but good God,
moments.
We'll come back to that. BioShock Infinite, The Song in the Basement.
I think that's a good moment.
Damn, I remember the song in the basement.
Is he talking the guitar scene or the songbird related thing?
No, he's talking I'm thinking the guitar.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
That's what I assumed, so.
Just stop the list right now. That's it.
The circle being unbroken. It's that song. Yeah.
The Stanley Parable.
That's all it says.
Yep.
And then skip the next one. I probably got no books.
Saints Row 4, the intro.
I know Jason's not voting for that.
In case you would like to remember or don't want to miss
it. I could almost vote for that based on my situation as I was playing it.
Oh, more BioShock Infinites. I forgot.
What was that situation?
So I just remember at the very beginning, you're shooting at guys with turbans on. And I was sitting on a plane next to a Middle Eastern woman wearing a turban, and she was staring at my computer screen.
Whoa.
While I'm shooting at these guys.
That's not what we were talking about.
It was very awkward.
Oh, my God.
And you're going, yeah, die. Yeah.
It's like, die.
Die.
Why didn't you
America.
Bring, you should have brought America. That up during the heinous.
This is the worst moment.
I mean, it still won.
I was laughing as I was doing it.
You're just staring her in the eyes laughing.
Grabbing him and throwing him into buildings.
Worst moment of the podcast. BioShock Infinite lighthouses. Again, we're gonna try to keep this as spoiler free as possible, but it won't happen. The ending to Blood Dragon.
See that one? I don't know. I don't know what happened at the end.
Look at Ethan. He's so happy.
But I want to know.
Assassin's Creed for Black Flag, Abstergo Entertainment.
It's a laughable moment of the year.
Hey, it's a moment.
It is a moment.
It's
comedic.
Yes. We went with dramatic, comedic, or spoiler moment in games that you'll always remember from this year. So, list just the game. Apparently, no, we didn't follow that rule. Okay. I don't think we need to get into The Last of Us quite yet, but we will have to narrow that down.
We will.
Anything we can cut? Was it? See, I would choose the lighthouses moment over the song in the basement. It's a nice moment in BioShock, but
yeah,
I would take
I'd take lighthouses too.
I wouldn't. Well, luckily your vote didn't matter.
Remember me didn't make it.
By the way, thanks for letting us use your space.
Probably Black Flag, the Abstergo.
I would get rid of that one.
I really like that where that has gone, but
that's
Saints Row intro.
I think I take Blood Dragon in.
Think it's quite as strong.
Anybody disagree?
You know what this ending
Saints
is?
Saints Row 4 intro.
Saints Row 4
it
intro.
Was great.
Yeah.
I wasn't as.
Was the ending linked in chat?
Yes.
I don't want to watch it.
Don't watch it. Yeah, Aaron, don't watch it.
I'm not watching.
That's the Blood Dragon ending.
I'm going to watch it. Don't.
Damn it,
Aaron. Don't. Don't look over
Turn
here.
Your camera.
Right now, yeah.
Turn your computer away.
Dickfish battles.
Dickfish.
Let's see.
Okay. Probably Stanley Parable.
Nomar says the Dead Space 3 lag. That was pretty. Anybody who was watching, it was hilarious. He just kept exploding in front of me due to the lag. We were at this part where you had to get through this little tunnel before these spikes hit you. And he would get through, but because he was lagging, it would kill him.
Just
he would just blow up.
Yeah.
It was great.
All the pieces. So do we need to pick a last of all us right. moment before we narrow these down again?
I would say, Ethan, your Blood Dragon moment's the only thing that's like awesome, empowering. All these other ones are kind of
and
either
that's
emotional
where my
or
it's going to lie. Okay. This was an emotionally draining, like painful year for gaming. So.
I feel like the BioShock Infinite, the lighthouse. You're talking about the very end of the game.
A revelation. Yeah, the
it was so confusing, though. Like I guess I remember the scene because it was amazing looking, but I don't remember like why.
Of everything up there.
That one, I already feel like I don't think BioShock's going to make it because that one was a cool and it was like a kind of like a like screwing with your mind thing, but it wasn't like a oh my god, like I didn't like catch my breath and do this with my eyes. You know?
I'm with Ethan on
these
that.
These other three, it's
why
like,
I didn't do that with Brothers.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Oh my god,
Brothers
oh my
got
gosh,
Brothers was a different emotion, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so we're gonna cut lighthouses. Big. I think everybody is everybody okay.
I'm okay.
Okay.
Right. Come back and story
I like that we
anyway.
Still haven't picked The Last of Us. But
we still have
okay,
that
it's
moment.
Okay, Last of Us, you can either go with like character deaths, because there's just a handful of them.
All of them? yeah.
Or like, I would say even the just the winter.
I was going to say winter. That's my
I was
going
to say winter.
Winter.
Like you mean right when it starts?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, just like just
the whole
damn
winter.
The whole damn winter, but
I liked right when it started. But right when it starts. Started, you're left in this weird moment where like,
yeah,
wait, what happened?
Well, I'm okay with saying
what
the,
happened.
The start of
it was, I mean, it, yeah, because it was completely unexpected.
Okay. So we
we every one of these is so spoilery. Like two of them are the ends of games.
Last of Us is not really a spoiler.
It's a cool moment.
I guess so I'm choosing Brothers over The Last of Us, but I feel like I've got to go. Brothers versus Blood Dragon for Ethan.
I actually don't know that what you guys are talking about, the final chapter.
I'm not gonna spoil.
Okay, we're not gonna spoil it. But are you referring to? Are you referring to the event that happens or the mechanic that happens?
From the mechanic on.
Yeah. Okay.
that's what I would.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's the game
mechanic.
That's what I would call it, a final.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Where the controls
Not just the end of the game.
Yeah,
you're
like
talking
the
about
the last area.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I know what you're talking about then.
Okay.
But it was probably sad.
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
It is incredibly sad, but there's also like perseverance involved.
Uh huh.
And the connection with the characters. There's no moment stronger.
Yeah, it'll just hit you. Unfortunately, okay. I won't ever get to experience this moment because
you know what it is.
Yeah, but
man. Although I don't know, Aaron knew what it was too, and he said it's completely different when you play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Living it is different than just watching it.
Okay.
Did you finish Blood Dragon?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So is that like a?
I want to set this up. I want to set this up because
fireworks going off.
I mean, normally Coop goes for the action.
Yeah, it's a struggle because they're two very different. Two very different moments.
All right, let's go back to the description. Huh. We're going for memorable. That's the only thing you got to work with.
Yeah. No, I'm... the fact that it's...
I feel like I'm going to vomit.
I think it's the memorable part. Like, I had kind of forgotten about the ending of Blood Dragon because it's been so long since I played it. I don't know that I'll ever forget what happened in Brothers. It's more mentally scarring. So it sticks with you in that.
It's more of still that whole
it made me
aspect of being happy that Blood Dragon exists, like the whole thing versus one unique moment from it. But I haven't beat it, so I can't.
Oh, I wish you guys could see the ending because I understand emotional scar. But here's my argument for any of this: 2013, full of sadness. A lot of people died. Anyone that watched the Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead or any of those, everyone died in 2013. Everyone. That should be the theme of 2013. The bad guys won just as much, if not more, than the good guys did in 2013. People you loved, people you cared about, people that you cherished, died.
Everyone dies eventually.
Blood Dragon said, F that. Blood Dragon said, I have 20 years of happiness from the 80s and the 90s that I want to inject directly into something awesome. And then you climb onto something awesome and you just live the 80s in a chunk of just, I mean, talk about emotional scarring. It was like a good kind of emotional scarring. Like if my brain was messed up, it would be a good thing. You know what I mean? And I just, if you want, I mean, fireworks, there was fireworks in a way, and it was just, in the, oh. I know you guys want to be sad. I want you to be happy. I want you, everybody, here's the thing. 2013 was when everybody was like, you know that happiness? Let's get rid of that. No one likes that in entertainment. Blood Dragon was like, no, people still like to feel happy, feel good. At the end of that game, I was a better person. I feel like you guys have been drinking a lot more since playing Brothers. You seem sadder. There's more rings underneath your eyes. I feel like maybe that sadness has not been the best for you, which is why I think that Blood Dragon's the best moment of the game. It helped more people than it hurt, you know?
I appreciate that argument. Let it sink in because I forgot to actually, I want to mention the other guys that got, other moments that got nominated. Devil May Cry's boss fights.
Some good boss fights.
Yes.
Some of the story revelations and Zelda A Link Between Worlds. That was a pretty good story, so. The intro, or the intro section to Outlast, and then the attic and Gone Home. So we did not.
I want to give a shout out to the intro to Outlast. It was
It was terrifying.
Yeah.
And the first time you see Nillan,
I almost said the cover art, but I was like, nah, I don't need to mention it.
All right, so remind me again. Reread the description of best moment of the year.
The word, yeah. Dramatic, comedic, or spoiler moment in games that you'll always remember from this year.
Okay. I'm still with Brothers.
I'm that way too, so, just because, like, I want to be happy, Ethan. Like, know what, like, this was the year that I coined the phrase, fuck you video games, because there were at least three or four different times on live streams where the game was taking me through shit I didn't want to go through, but I will also remember most of it. And I love a good action scene, but in the end, they start blurring together.
I'll side with Ethan on the fact that that was a more enjoyable.
You
just felt like
play games to be sad.
You just felt like a badass at the end of that. But that also reminds me of the same way I felt about the end of Gears of War 2, was it?
Yeah.
You were riding on the back of
spoilers of Cole Monroe.
When you jump on the back
of the names of
when you jump on the back of Cole Monroe. So I mean, Blood Dragon was basically that ending Brumax. Again for me. Yeah, Brumac. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, Cole Monroe.
Yeah, if you haven't beat Gears of War 2 yet,
funny. Spoilers.
I'm sorry, but
I'll give it to you guys on Brothers.
Okay.
But I want us next year to have a happy moment of the year and a sad, depressing kill myself moment of the year.
We need to split the moment next year.
We can make that happen. All right.
Maybe put an asterisk on this one that says,
this one's for
happy and sad. Put a happy face next to one and a sad next to the other.
Okay. It's close. I just think what you experience in Brothers is a little more mentally scarring than what. Than the excitement you get from Blood Dragon, so it sticks in your mind more, which is the category more memorable.
Best moment of the year: Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons.
The
runners up: The Last of Us and Blood Dragon.
Yes,
that was
as you take a sip of that beer.
Best moment of the year.
Glad that's over.
On to happier things: the For the Kids Award.
Brothers.
Brothers.
And Blood Dragon.
And Outlast.
Blood Dragon.
And remember me.
What's the description of this one? For the kids.
I don't know where you're going, but I don't know how this is.
best cross-generational game that you enjoy playing with the next generation?
Generations. Okay. While watching Star Trek Generations.
Generations.
No.
Yeah. Who is the next generation? How old are they? 10 now?
I think they're 20.
Ooh, I don't want
to. I don't like doing anything with those people.
Nominees are Disney Infinity.
Did you guys have
Lego,
nephews?
Marvel, superheroes.
I hate all of them.
I'll talk to my family.
I don't talk to
Super
anybody.
Mario 3D World. We should get somebody that can actually type to do this next year.
No, you're doing fine.
Skylander
Justin.
Swap Force.
You're doing great. You're doing a good job.
You're doing real good.
There you
good enough, smart enough.
Other nominees that did not receive votes. I appreciate the fact that this game keeps showing up positively and negatively. Marvel Heroes. and Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Take
and
a shot.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
What about Ni No Kuni? It's a colorful game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very
I don't think he would enjoy.
There is an I would say there's an accessibility factor here.
Had trouble figuring, figuring out. Yeah,
you have to read a book inside that game to understand how to play that game, right?
Yeah,
I didn't hear any Skylanders buzz this year, so I kind of want to.
I was gonna say I feel like we should pick between Skylanders and Disney Infinity.
Yeah. I feel like my nephews Disney just had a big blowout for the Swap Force. Yeah. Skylanders.
I mean, is that a bigger deal? I don't.
Yeah.
Than the Disney Infinity stuff?
Skylanders has the longevity of
being
around.
Yeah, the Disney Infinity. No.
It just came out recently.
I'm trying to think if my... Okay, then my brother would have bought the Skylanders thing, and that's what we have. So why would we buy the Disney Infinity thing?
I'd say Zelda loses out just because it's lack of cooperative nature. You can't really play it with somebody. I think it's accessible for the kids for sure.
I think me and my nephew could have a ton of fun with that Lego Marvel Superheroes game. Really enjoy
the Lego games though. They have kind of an age limit, because I've tried playing the Lego games with my daughter and she can't. She can't process enough what to do yet to play one of those with me.
I'm talking about my 12, 13-year-old.
Yeah. I would say
the older one.
Or that 8 to 12, 7 to 12 range.
All right.
Once they've got base gaming skills down. So
the basics.
Because I'm with you.
Yeah.
The life essential skills.
So, really, it's do we cut Skylanders or Disney Infinity, and then we can have our conversation. I mean, I haven't heard anything. I'm excited about Disney Infinity.
I think Skylanders has got the edge. Just because it came out before it.
Okay.
Give it another year, Disney Infinity.
We'll make that decision out of complete ignorance. Skylanders isn't going to win. So.
Disney Infinity, you just have the character familiarity.
But
it might not be better. I don't know.
Okay.
Once they start rolling out movies
winner
for that
is the
game.
The Last of Us wins.
Teach you how to be a good father.
We had a conversation, to speed up this one, we had a conversation earlier about Super Mario 3D World. And how, for people to have fun playing that game together, you need to be on an equal level.
Yeah.
And if you're a better gamer than the child you're playing with...
Do you want to swap in Rayman for that, then?
No.
Okay. That's fine. Because my gut was also saying not. So, I think... Lego Marvel Superheroes.
I think this works.
All right.
Rayman's too fringe.
For the Kids Award goes to Lego Marvel Superheroes, runners-up Super Mario 3D World... And Skylander Swap Force. Ethan, I don't even think you had to say anything on that one.
No, I don't like kids.
What do you play with your kids?
Games are for grown-ups.
Video games are an art. They're for adults.
They're art. They have to be sad. Kids don't want to see sad games.
Everyone has to die in every video game ever.
Someone
has to die. Nobody died at the end.
Sad
I'm not mentally
death.
Scarred.
You're not mentally scarred. Why are you playing games?
Yeah.
Next up, the most addictive game.
I don't know if that was a grunt of satisfaction.
Shots fired.
Tiny Death Star.
Oh yeah.
Who put that on the list?
Did I get two votes?
You know, it sure
no,
did,
no,
Aaron.
That's one.
Oh, it only got one. Oh, I didn't vote, so
that's me. Fucking home.
But it's just like a reskin of Tiny Towers.
Shut
up!
Shut up!
Already
exists. Cookie Clicker has also been nominated.
Cookie Clicker,
and it's just all they did was
Kingdom Rush.
No, stop.
Kingdom Rush Frontiers.
I feel like I might get hit. Wow. That was an addictive game. Jeez, the reaction to that.
Ridiculous.
Trying to get
fishing.
It off the list.
Cookie Clicker has to win. Two of us are playing it right now.
Two of, load
I like
up.
How these are mobile. Yeah, most of these are mobile games.
Load up Cookie Clicker right now, Jordan.
NBA 2K14, my career mode.
Hey, it has taken over some of our friends. We cannot deny it. Starbound, and take a drink. Take a shot. Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Take a shot.
Also nominated, Nuclear Throne, Rogue Legacy, and the Pokemons.
The Pokemons.
Pokemon.
I'm actually surprised Rogue Legacy didn't, like, for this group didn't get a vote, but we will move on from there. Oh, man. This is,
I think what got it for me was, I don't know if it was good, but it was still addicting regardless of that, whereas Rogue Legacy was good, and it was addicting, so.
Can you confirm Kingdom Rush Frontiers is a 2013 release? Just because I don't know about it, that
we're all gonna look this up now,
and it's confusing. So,
well, I'm not gonna vote for it.
Okay,
I just put it in there, so I wouldn't even put it in there.
Then see ya. Oh man,
Cookie Clicker,
Cookie Clicker.
two guys are playing it right now. They've got it running on their laptops. They're not even
That's
playing it. Like Coop's
it
just
plays
got,
itself.
Coop has it running on his laptop.
Yeah, get to that Cthulhu-ness.
Animal Crossing New Leaf Kingdom. We've got the secret.
Oh my god. Just now announced. Yeah. Exclusive.
Oh, I'm playing it now, too.
Ethan's got it up. Okay. I think we know what the winner is.
I've baked 2.5 trillion cookies.
I don't even want to hear Jordan talk, but I'm going to go ahead and remove Tiny Death Star.
Try moving the clock forward.
You'll see where I'm going
on your device.
You have a plan?
I have a plan.
Oh my god, yes.
He's gonna sneak it back.
No. I'd sacrifice it to say something else.
All right. NBA 2K14.
Why am I the enemy?
Get rid of that.
Although I completely understand that. Do we want to get rid of Cookie Clicker or Ridiculous Fishing? Because I don't think we're getting rid of Starbound.
I would give up Ridiculous Fishing simply because Cookie Clicker is hilarious.
Yeah. Cookie Clicker. See, so
I don't know, man. Is that an argument? I mean, I like Ridiculous Fishing.
Is fun, yeah. Which is what makes people play it. Cookie Clicker is stupid, but we're still playing it.
Yeah.
So that is the true nature of addictive.
Remember that line.
Okay.
They're gonna try and push Animal Crossing to the win.
That's not what we're doing.
Oh yeah.
What Jordan?
If that's where we're going, man, Animal Crossing, like, it's right up there with Farmville. Like you click so you can wait, and then once
there
15 minutes
no
have passed,
in Animal Crossing.
You click again. But that one,
exactly
that
what you're doing.
But that one, you're actively clicking. Like, you decide when to stop clicking.
There was a lot of clicking that happened to get to the point where I don't have to click.
But Animal Crossing, no, you are waiting. Like, at some point, you just run out of stuff to do, and so, okay, well, but you're going to check back in an hour. You're going to schedule your day around because those shops close at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we were talking about it.
So,
addictiveness.
Guys, I got to get out of here. I got to get home, get into my town before the shops close.
Only one of these games.
Can you guys hear me clicking?
One of these games had a dog named Bones.
Okay.
Pad. And that makes Pad, it. That's Pad sense. Had a dog named Bones. And in his honor, I think we should give this to Animal Crossing.
Oh, I'm fine giving it to Animal Crossing. This is not a feel good category. Like,
this is not a feel good.
Most addictive game. That's not a good thing.
If Animal Crossing wins, everybody has to do 5 shots.
Which game?
Unless, Coop,
you
really just don't really want it to win an award, then.
No, actually. And honestly, if you guys are scheduling your day around Animal Crossing, that's a level of addictiveness past me having Cookie Clicker running.
That's the reason I like the Tiny Tower thing. I played that game for like a day or two.
I'm comparing longevity between my Animal Crossing addiction and my Cookie Clicker.
Yeah, no, you've been playing that for a long time. Eventually, we're going to figure out what the depth is of this game, and then we'll stop playing.
And the reason, won't care.
The reason I pressed this one over previous Animal Crossings 2 is just the online stuff and everything else with the 3DS. And the I don't know. I feel like Cookie Clicker and Animal Crossing are the two.
Those are my two.
And they, the pervasiveness of both of them. But I feel like Animal Crossing even hit a... It hit, there was some fervor about it. Like, I was just always reading about it beyond playing it. So
I feel like Starbound this year maybe could reach that addictiveness. But at the moment, with them like resetting characters...
Yeah,
and content still needing to be added to it, I have not become truly addicted to playing that game.
No.
Did Animal Crossing win?
Yeah.
Animal Crossing won.
Give it. Never say that I didn't press an agenda. I mean,
I'll drink to that.
Now is the time to say that these awards are fixed.
Most addictive game goes to Animal Crossing New Leaf. Runners up, Cookie Clicker and Starbound.
Five shots.
That's all you need to play.
Six, was
not,
six.
This was not the six most shots. Fun
yeah, said the title
game too. Category. This was the most Thanks addictive. For,
hey.
Game.
Can you let it breathe for like 60 seconds before you bring it down? It's a moment. Come on. Like, I don't care.
I'm so glad I never played an Animal Crossing game because
I don't care about anything because, else that man, happens now.
Worst moment, Jordan shitting all over Animal Crossing.
No, that is just that is the right kind of game that would suck me in and waste so much of my time.
And that's waste what it did.
So much of my time.
Next up, the expansion or downloadable content of the year. I also like that we're talking about expansions now, again, still.
They're back, man.
They are back.
2013 was the year of the expansion.
Nominees. XCOM. Enemy Within.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey. I know what I'm fighting for.
Dragonborn. For
Dragon's
Skyrim.
Dogma?
The Citadel.
For hell yeah.
Mass Effect 3.
Yeah. I'm getting my knife out for this one, guys.
Star Trek Online.
Why am I the closest to Jordan?
Yeah. What do they add?
It's fine. I got a long reach.
Yeah, long reach. Go for Coop first. Give you some time to run.
Blood Dragon. That's so weird. Man, it's going to be a fight.
Is that really an expansion?
Actually, I think Ethan's going to fight with himself.
It's DLC.
Yeah, I'm going to fight with myself.
It's like a standalone.
It's a standalone DLC, I guess.
Yeah. Or expansion. It's
but you don't need Far Cry 3 to play it.
Yeah. Saints Row 4.
You just download it.
Yeah, I feel like an expansion you have to have the previous game to play.
Yeah.
Correct?
Do you want to disqualify?
Well, let me
finish the list.
Borderlands 2, Tiny Tina. I mean, I still feel like the way Borderlands 2 handles some of that stuff, that could be all standalone too. Like it's,
but
like,
you still have to own Borderlands to play it.
Technically, you do, but they could have technically made that happen with Far Cry.
Yeah,
like we just praised Blood Dragon for not forcing you to have Far Cry 3 first to play it. It seems kind of weird to then punish it, I guess, after the fact. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Expansions that didn't make it. Dragon's Dogma, Dark Arisma. Dark Arisen?
Jesus.
I made a word. Awesome Not Star Storm and New Super Luigi U. Oh, boy. Ethan, I feel like you need to fight with yourself here. I don't think... Okay. Thanks, Josh. Thanks for nominating things and voting for yourself.
Ouch. Did anybody play Saints Save Christmas?
I kid. I missed the guy. No.
I can't imagine.
Notoriously, Saints Row DLC kind of sucks. Yep.
Especially among this company.
I like the idea of it, but it's usually not great.
There you go, doing that again. It's not going to win, but I did. I watched Volition stream the Saints Save Christmas, and there are a lot of funny jokes in there, but it's essentially, it plays like Saints Row 4.
Oh.
Just the Christmas theme.
Can we nominate Saints Row 4 as the expansion of the year? See what I did?
Because it was
I see what you did.
That might win that. Actually, no, it won't.
I don't think it would.
Star Trek won't go away. Did you see that? I made fun of Josh and Photoshop freaked out.
The next generation.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay, we're done. These are them. Pick the one you like. We're going to move on. Fuck. I guess...
I can't speak to Citadel, but I only heard awesome things about it.
So awesome. I,
like I, that. That's what I kept hearing.
I just went through and watched like every YouTube video I could find of every single conversation that, that could possibly happen between every character at the party. Because unfortunately, in my Mass Effect 3 save, Kasumi's dead.
Spoilers.
The thief. Oh, man. Yeah, spoilers for me. So she is the funniest person because she's not at the party because she's cloaked the entire time. So she'll just uncloak to say something funny and then... And then, so she kind of just like appears, says something funny, and then is gone again. At one point, she's going through your underwear drawer. So if you're male shepherd, you know, she says something about boxers or briefs. And then she says something if you're female shepherd about how sexy your underwear is.
Oh, I see where. You're, yeah, that, oh, that sounds awesome.
Wow.
Oh man,
I love those characters.
Yes,
they're my friends. sadly, Morden is not there.
Is Dragonborn, is that exceptional, or is that just kind of more?
It's more. I mean, compared to some of these, I mean, it was pretty good,
I'm edging towards
dropping. Compared to some of these, it wasn't the breakaway that, yeah, I mean, I liked it, though. Sounds better than the underwear simulator that you got with Mass Effect 3.
I think it's between Mass Effect 3.
That was just a funny moment with Kasumi.
I think it's between Mass Effect 3 and Borderlands 2 for the final spot for me. But I would say
Borderlands 2 was great. That Tiny Tina DLC was more than you could have hoped for.
I like the idea behind it, the whole like D&D.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked that it had a different style than the rest of the game. It seemed like.
It's good. It wins the tiebreaker vote for...
But I didn't play Mass Effect 3, so yeah. I can't really.
I didn't play the Citadel.
The whole thing is just awesome one-liners.
Gifford's
Shepard, someone's trying to kill you.
You're doing such a terrible job at selling
it. Gifford and JP are both.
I mean, is it just
Citadel.
Fan service?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like an exceptional story. It's fan service.
Yeah.
Versus, okay, I'd almost go to Borderlands 2 at that point. So I'm going to drop Mass Effect 3 in chat.
You're
going
to take
you know
it
what?
Off?
Sorry, chat.
The list entirely?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you only get three, man.
got ugly for Jordan.
Man.
Okay.
It's the only thing I was
going to
fight
for. I feel
like
Ethan needs to have a conversation with himself and let us know what he's going to...
Okay.
I don't think loves should all be on this list. I don't think it counts.
I don't think
Blood Dragon's DLC. I think it's a complete game.
It was good as a standalone. That's why I'm almost like, I know it's all inclusive, but those other two added to the games that they already had. So to me, Far Cry 3 was good, but it feels more standalone. In my mind, I think that games, you get more points if you can take a base game and enhance it with your DLC, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
So that is my argument against Blood Dragon. Man.
So no Blood Dragon. So
Blood Dragon.
I wouldn't say Blood Dragon. I would say that would be third place, if anything. It was good, but yeah, I think it's third place. Enemy Within.
I like Blood Dragon.
Completely reinvigorated Enemy Unknown. Completely reinvigorated it. Tiny Tina added some more to it. It was really well done. But I mean, you got to look at, so Tiny Tina maybe added 8 to 10 hours. Mm-hmm. XCOM added probably 40. I mean, you're going to play the game again. You know, I mean, there was so much to it. New levels, new equipment, a whole new faction you were fighting. I mean, it made you want to play that game again.
Different kind of game, though. Adding 40 hours to a first-person shooter would be ridiculous content-wise.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I'm just looking at, like, if you have to break it down to value...
I mean, you sold me on Enemy Within a couple months ago, so my vote, because I know he loves all three of these, my vote is wherever Ethan's inner battle lies.
I was going to say, and to me, it also represents, because Tiny Tina, like, it was good, it was well done, but Enemy Within represents what DLC should be. I mean, that's what people should do with DLC. That's how DLC works best. They took time on it. You spend a little bit more money on it than when you would for most, but it wasn't a cash grab. They gave you good stuff. I'm still clicking cookies.
That's the best ending to what you said. I'm gonna place a weird argument here against Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon not being the winner, but striking it from this list and replacing it with Citadel just because we keep saying it's standalone and it's not expansion DLC.
I mean, that was my initial response, but
so
I don't
if
know.
That's how we feel about it, why leave it on?
I don't feel that way. I feel like, in the spirit, it still works. Like it's,
I get Justin's point to where
that, do you feel that way just because I want Citadel to be on the list?
I don't hate you that much.
I get Justin's point to where they could have sold it as DLC and just launched it from the start screen different separately, but they chose to pull it out so that, you know, people could buy it that didn't have, which was probably smart on their part.
And hell, I want more of them. I feel like, you know, you look at the George Washington Assassin's Creed 3 stuff, like starts to inch towards a like a reskinning of the game.
Yeah,
like,
I know what you're talking
like there's
about.
A starts to get a blurry line. I feel like in the spirit, it still works. But that's the one that we've already marked off. So I'm asking, are we enemy within or are we Tiny Tina?
I'm enemy within.
All right. All I've got to do is ask the questions. Get my answers. The Citadel loses. That's all you need to know.
Broke Jordan.
Oh, it's coming out his nose.
It's not even game of the year yet.
expansion or DLC of the year goes to XCOM Enemy Within, Runners Up, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, and Borderlands 2 Tiny Tina. Dungeon something, right?
And notably not on the list, Citadel.
I
honorable mention.
We can make these jokes since Mass Effect 3 won Game of the Year last year. I really don't feel bad. So,
it's doing fine.
It'll be okay. All right.
Oh, suddenly remembered. We got to get you guys need to leave right now.
Okay.
Right. Office is closed. Just remembered.
Closed to jerks.
Shutting it down.
All right, another small category, best looking game.
That's so small.
Stuff. It actually wasn't. It's different types of games this year than. Actually, this might not be as contentious as I thought. The nominees are The Last of Us. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Is this best
game.
Looking on a console or on the PC?
Let that hang.
I think it could be either.
Just best looking game.
I would say
so. The best version of that game.
Which game?
BioShock Infinite.
I would say The Last of Us, even though being on a console, you forget it's on a console.
Battlefield 4?
You're too busy crying.
Yeah. Your eyes are all teary, so you can't see clear.
Tomb Raider. Beyond
Not
Two
cool,
Souls.
Matt.
That was nice of you guys.
Who played that?
Rayman Legends.
I thought Andy played that.
Yeah.
Ni No Kuni.
I don't want to play it. I just haven't gotten to it.
Yeah!
Hell yeah!
Ni No
Kuni!
Yeah! Don't get too hyped up and then it loses.
I know. I feel like it will lose now. Like, all right. Justin will make sure it's off the list first. Just because I endorsed it.
Ni No Kuni.
So let's remove Ni No Kuni, right?
And Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons. Other potential nominees were X Rebirth, NBA 2K14, Arma 3, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, Grand Theft Auto 5, DMC Devil May Cry, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, Cold War as Gunslinger, Outlast, Eldritch, Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, Super Mario 3D World, Wind Waker HD, Dragon's Crown, and Gone Home.
And New Leaf.
Wait, Eldritch was on there?
And Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Did we think it was good looking or it was unique?
Best looking.
Best style, best graphics, most technically impressive.
I would have put Dragon's Crown on here for that.
It could be a game that just looks super damn good, or you just like the way it looks.
Best style, best graphics, most technically impressive, you pick.
Unless it's Ni No Kuni, because it's going to lose.
I think we should write that first.
Studio Ghibli, guys.
I mean, I've got...
Okay, I'm going to just throw play an asshole card here, but Beyond Two Souls can just... I don't care.
I don't care about that either.
I don't think it'll win.
It's still too weird.
Like, I haven't seen it.
It's impressive, but it's still weird.
It's a good-looking game,
It has
but...
the best-looking Willem Dafoe I've ever seen in a video game.
Even the real Willem Dafoe game. Which... You know the weird thing is after that like game came out, I like Willem Dafoe, but then I was in a bar and there was a movie of him on, and he plays some weird stuff, man. He is like in everything weird. And then look up the movie Antichrist. Don't watch it, but look it up. It is effed up, man.
Thank you. It's bad, Ethan.
That's all I got. Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
Best looking game
Willem
of the
Dafoe.
Year.
Bird
watching 2013.
The best looking.
I could cut.
So who's played Battlefield 4?
No, I haven't had to play it, but I mean, I've
had
watched.
To, had to yeah, play it.
But I have watched videos and things being destroyed, jets flying by, 64 players on like a PC. There's so much stuff going on, and the game still just looks chaotic and good when it's working, I guess. But
yeah, it looks good. It doesn't have style, though. You know, some of these have more style.
It's got more realistic.
It's kind of most realistic.
In its competition, yeah. I got to cut Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I was gonna say cut
that
Tomb
hair.
Raider. It has best looking hair, but the rest of the game is it's good.
It's all right looking. The rest of the game.
Seeing corpses everywhere is not my idea of best.
And I want to cut Brothers and Ni No Kuni.
I want to cut Brothers. I kind of don't want to cut Ni No Kuni as much as I said.
No Ni No Kuni. I like the style of that game.
I like the style.
I mean, it sounds really picky, but they were trying to pull off that whole animation style, but going back and forth from the actual animation to the in-game stuff and seeing because it's not completely seamless, they didn't pull it off, in my opinion. So it's still beautiful, but like for what it was going for. I could also. Oh man!
When we look at these five, though, I don't.
Yeah. That's why I started looking at my other two options because I would take Ni No Kuni over Rayman and Battlefield. But that's because I'm a biased.
See, I loved Rayman. I didn't play a lot of Rayman, but I love that.
I like.
I love that style, but they didn't.
What if we go set pieces? I mean, because BioShock Infinite definitely had like. Just
yeah,
those,
I mean,
like,
it did, it had some really like
you know,
catch your breath.
Doors open up and you walk out,
and BioShock
and you just stand there for a minute, just looking at everything. Look at the buildings floating.
Well, it sounds like no one wants Battlefield 4 over anything
Battlefield 4?
Else. We can cut that for sure.
We can drop it.
And then, what is the argument? Rayman versus Ni No Kuni.
Yeah.
Rayman's a damn beautiful game.
I think I would have rather had Dragon's Crown on here,
and it doesn't have your Ni No Kuni problem, I guess.
Yeah,
Dragon's
I would vote for Dragon's Crown over Rayman.
I need to pull up a screenshot of Rayman Legends. I'm trying to remember it.
Dragon's issues with Dragon's Crown.
There's a thing with with Rayman Origins, I was really blown away with it, but like, and then going up a console, going up to HD a little bit with Rayman Legends, it just didn't
pop as
hard. Yeah, it didn't impact as strongly.
I made the mistake. I played Rayman Origins on the Wii. So it just looks like a game. It's like a Rayman game. But then when I played Legends,
that's a screenshot from the game.
It looks great.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. To me, that's the way it hit me. I could see how if you played it like on PC or something.
What's your three?
Last of Us, BioShock, and then I would not vote Dragon's Crown, but it'd be Rayman or Ni No Kuni, and I was starting to get away from Ni No Kuni simply because of the seamlessness you mentioned, how it wasn't. Like, you watch the animation, and you're like, oh, that's good, that's Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
And then you go to...
Ghibli.
Giblets.
Giblets.
And then you go to Rayman. Rayman Legends is like start to finish.
The Ni No Kuni thing, would you rather have been like all in-game?
Yeah.
What's the problem? Yeah.
Yeah, there was.
You just didn't like the cartoon.
It was the seamlessness wasn't there, and so I got taken out of it for a split second.
See, I love that because that was the Studio Ghibli like
Ghibli.
Yeah, like
New Leaf,
like
Ghibli.
Yeah, like we're involved in this, so we're just gonna animate out.
Yeah, no,
entire sequence.
I'm just saying, I saw what they're going for, but it.
That's what sticks out in my mind when, like, Rayman is Seamless, Dragon's Cloud.
I feel like the more I try and argue it, the more you
the
will,
more you push
you
it
will try and argue it away.
I'm just happy you haven't mentioned another game in about 25 minutes. So
it was a great looking game.
I forgot what its name
was
called.
It's not up there with Ni No Kuni and Dragon's Crown. No, I'd definitely pick one of those games. But yeah, Dragon's Crown, just because that Vanillaware style that I just love. But so yeah, but between that and Rayman, I'm starting to look at some Rayman Legends screenshots though, and man, that game.
I mean, I haven't seen the late game.
Yeah, that game looks.
Are you okay with Rayman?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I've never seen Ni No Kuni. I don't know what it looks like. Let me look it up.
Wait a minute. I can solve that problem.
I have the interwebs right here. Sorry, I was cooking cookies.
Yeah.
The Division.
Oh.
Oh. That's a game, not a cartoon.
My issue with Dragon's Crown, though, it's a really good-looking game. I know Vanillaware style.
I'm still Rayman over Dragon's Crown.
But Dragon's Crown has some weird damn body proportions and some weird shots.
So does David's Michelangelo. That thing's
Dragon's Crown will not win because of that ass.
Way too many muscles.
Okay. I think Dragon's Crown, you got your conversation, but
we gave you your 5 minutes. Shut up.
I mean, I'm not...
I like the dancing mouse.
The thing with Ni No Kuni, in-game, it looks great. Those cutscenes look great, but it's like the transition between the two. Like, it just...
I mean, the screenshots look really good.
It's a good look.
I don't know why you have a problem with that. But that doesn't really explain itself. But I get that you felt weird when you saw that disconnect.
That's yeah. So I guess I'm saying Rayman over Ni No. But
well, I'm fine with that. I didn't play Rayman, so I can't say it wasn't as great as Ni No Kuni.
So, and then we all agree that Last of Us wins.
Yeah.
Really? I
would
have said BioShock.
The thing that gets me with Last of Us is how good it looks on such old hardware.
Oh.
It looks like a game that shouldn't belong on that system.
Okay. It is a technically impressive.
So from the technically impressive side,
and I watched
awesome.
That on YouTube on my iPhone, so yeah. I'm going to retract my opinion.
And BioShock definitely had some areas in the game where I'm like, man, that looks
BioShock
fantastic.
Yeah, I was going to say, BioShock had some breathtaking moments, but Last of Us looked...
Okay.
It looked like Micro. Yeah.
There's so much detail in The Last of Us. It all looks good.
Last of Us, I feel like it's the first console game I've played in a while that pushed PC graphics on a console. Since like
bold claim.
You know, I think other games I felt kind of that way. It was like Rage looked really good for a console game too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Best looking game 2013, The Last of Us. Runners up,
Tinkle.
BioShock Infinite, and Rayman Legends.
Take the computer with you.
Got the Tinkle.
He's not just using a pee jar like the rest of us?
Professional.
No.
Professionalism continues. We'll get started without Tinkle. Or Tingle. Drippy. Call him Drippy.
Mr. Drippy.
I don't know what made that noise.
I don't know either, but I liked it.
On to mobile game of the year.
Huh. I don't know what the categories are, so every one of these is a surprise for
me. Where's your precious Remember Me Now?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why that's all of a sudden doing that. Okay, so these are for Android and iOS games. We have a separate category for the handhelds.
What
the
about Windows? Windows Phone
Yeah, no
games.
Windows Phone games.
Yeah, you can nominate away all those... Oh.
I don't think I bought any.
Assault. Okay.
I don't think I bought any Windows games this year.
The nominees are Tiny Death Star, Ridiculous, Fishing.
Oh, wow. No one went for 100?
Kingdom Rush. It seems. Apparently, mobile games are addictive. Kingdom Rush Frontiers. Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Waka Waka.
Not nominated, or not receiving votes, Hundreds, Year Walk, Republic, Tiny Thief, and Device Republic. 6. We played a lot of mobile games this year, guys.
Puzzle and Dragons.
I feel really strongly for Tiny Death Star.
That's like a funny
positive
thing.
Strike it from the list!
Get it off of there.
I won't pretend that that's a great game. I just got addicted to it.
Yeah, I won't pretend it's great either, but
it looks
it's also just a reskinning. Adorable.
I acknowledge everything.
It's got this charm to it, even though you're doing the same things that you
that's
were doing
why I
in
played
Tiny Tower.
Tower.
In that
so
regard,
much.
I'm propping up my other favorite here.
You brought it. You brought it back. You're gonna get rid of. Damn it.
My
vote is elsewhere.
Yeah. I'm not gonna.
So no one played Year Walk.
Actually, hold on.
I didn't play Year Walk.
Hold on.
I regret not playing it now.
I played Year Walk.
But get rid of.
Did you?
Yeah. I like Hundreds in Year Walk over Tiny Death Star and Plants vs. Zombies 2.
I might be the only one with Plants vs. Zombies 2.
You like Plants vs. Zombies 2?
It's Plants vs. Zombies again, but
it's
on your phone.
Oh,
so
I misunderstood.
That's the two.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So yeah, get rid of it.
Get rid of Plants vs.
Get rid of Plants vs. Zombies too.
Yeah.
It won't be game of the year, nor should it be top three.
Okay.
Wait, so what's Hundreds? What's it?
Blow your mind.
I'm having trouble Googling.
It's right there. I see the ad for it. The one that spells out Hundreds up there.
There's a bunch of them.
Those.
The one underneath it even.
Those are all.
That next to it, yeah.
Huh. It's kind of a puzzle game, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Physics puzzle game.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and cancel out Tiny Death Star.
Aw.
Ethan,
a little
I
later.
Believe you're the Kingdom Rush guy, is that correct?
Cute. Yeah. But compared to some of these other ones, it was fine. It was, again, like with Plants vs. Zombies, it was just like Kingdom Rush. Little added stuff to it, but I wouldn't argue for it.
Okay. We got our three.
Puzzle and Dragons.
All right, let's go shoot some fish out of the air and move on.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
All right, mobile game of the year. Ridiculous Fishing with the runners-up Hundreds and Year Walk.
I'm fine with this. I want to play Hundreds, though. They won't put it on sale for me.
Yeah, this category
sale
was...
Sale prices on mobile games.
Because we could
only pay $1 for a game.
It's got to be $1 or free.
We didn't have very many votes, and they were all for Ridiculous Fishing, so...
Yeah.
A Tiny Death Star that's
Puzzles
cute.
And Dragons, Jordan.
Yeah, Matt said something about it. I want to look at it.
The best match three. Don't get hooked on that.
Well, I'm liking all the anime.
Don't go down that road
for it.
Next up, handheld game of the year. So this is
so these are real games.
The Vitas
real
and the Nintendos
consoles.
And the Sonys and the
okay. real games.
Yeah,
these aren't free to play games on your phone.
Let's see here. Pokemons.
Pokemon.
Zelda. Link Between Worlds.
There we go. Spelunky Vita.
Yeah. Well, actually, hold on. Yeah.
Don't.
Animal Crossing. I can't.
Spelunky doesn't need it. Take a shot.
So those are the actual three that received votes. Other, other nominees, Spelunky, Vita... Which I'll count in this category.
Okay.
Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon, Fire Emblem Awakening, Tearaway, and Soul Sacrifice.
Sad about Tearaway.
I feel like
I just started playing
Aaron
Soul
and I
Sacrifice.
Could decide how this goes.
Let's just give it to New Leaf. No, it's got to be. Right. I think it has to be Zelda.
I can't put Animal Crossing in the finals.
Oh, you want Spelunky over Animal Crossing?
I would want Tearaway if I had played it.
I would give you Tearaway if you had played it.
Luigi's Mansion?
Wait, so you're going to get rid of Spelunky, Animal Crossing, and replace with Luigi's Mansion?
I'm trying to find that third one. I'm okay with Zelda and Pokemon.
Did you play Tearaway?
No, I don't have a Vita.
We didn't get to it, I didn't get to it.
It has potential. I played through the demo.
I'm okay with Animal Crossing in the final per my own best of list. But if it bothers you so much...
It just seems... This is a Nintendo... whatever.
You just want...
Whatever.
Well, it was
like,
still be...
I don't feel strong about Spelunky, so I was... It's kind of your
Spelunky
call.
Vita... I don't have a Vita, and it's Spelunky again.
Well, that was fun. Nintendo wins!
Nintendo wins. Handheld.
Zelda wins! I'm basing this based off of, yeah.
Yeah, Zelda wins. I played all three Zelda
that
wins.
That was a deep conversation here.
Plus, we play
lots of handheld games.
Yeah,
we do.
I think if we played Tearaway, it would have been on there.
I think so.
It did a good job. I mean, through the demo, I don't know if they carry it through the whole game. It did a good job of actually using the Vita, like all of its functions.
That's what I've heard.
From the camera to the touch on the back.
Blame Josh and Justin.
Is Tearaway the one where your face and is everyone. The sun?
Yes. Yeah, your face is in the sun.
Yeah. And like you.
I heard mixed things about the gameplay, so I'm afraid to just...
Yeah, I wouldn't throw it in there if we had no experience with it.
Yeah.
It's the best handheld game.
It's the
None
best
of us have
game
played
I've ever
I've heard good
played.
Things about it.
The final one of this batch.
Guy in the alley said it was great.
We're getting into our multiplayer stuff here. Co-op game of the year. So this is all based on its co-op aspects.
This is the Coop game of the year.
Payday 2.
This is my category.
Defiance.
My game of the year.
Coop game of the
Remember
year.
Remember me.
Saints Row 4. Lego Marvel Super Heroes. Monaco. Dead Space 3. Actually, I don't think I ever cooperated in Monaco. Super Mario 3D World.
I did. I tried.
Stupid dogs. Battle Block Theater. And others for consideration. Marvel Heroes. That's cute.
Jeez.
Dragon's Crown, Rayman Legends, Foul Play, Mercenary Kings, and Risk of Rain. Any other? There are probably other co-op games.
There are probably others. I think this list is fine.
Aaron decrees.
I decree. Let's throw Spelunky on here.
Is Dead Space 3 co-op fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
Is it fun with Nilmar?
No, yeah.
Specifically?
Just between us.
I've heard that it's fun. I've not experienced the multiplayer fun.
Okay. Oh, man. I had some good times with Defiance, and I only play it because of the co-op, but...
I don't want Defiance.
I struggled with Lego Marvel Super Heroes co-op. Like, that camera. Like, I love that game, but the actual co-op.
Yeah.
I
had a lot of fun with that.
Okay. Monaco.
I don't know. The only time I played it,
okay,
I was falling asleep.
I'm going to go ahead and mark off.
You guys were all like, yeah.
Mario 3D World and Battle Block.
I dropped the controller while I was playing.
I guess Defiance. Should we cut Defiance?
If you guys aren't feeling it, I mean, go ahead.
Feeling,
that's the only one that
I
really
have. You guys ever played it again?
I'm feeling all of these more than Defiance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't play it anymore, no. Saints Row 4 is pretty damn fun.
I would personally cut Saints Row 4.
Matt's wondering about Borderlands.
Borderlands, no.
Borderlands 2 last year?
2012.
Yeah. The core game. Yep. Unless Tiny Tina added something co-op specific. Yeah.
It's a DLC. He thought the DLC rule applied.
Yeah.
Brings it back on the table. Game of the year.
I mean, if it was significant enough DLC, I guess we could consider it.
If it was significant enough.
I want to cut Lego.
I would cut Lego.
Yeah, that makes sense. That was the one I liked on the list.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good. Take it off. But no, it's the camera system in those Lego games.
Yeah.
I've never liked it on any of them. I feel like it's
doesn't
hard
it just
to
do
play.
That kind of the
it's
screen
weird,
splits
like,
and then it starts doing
moves around. Yeah, it's weird. Throws me off.
I think Payday 2 has to stay.
Monaco has to stay.
And I think Monaco has to stay.
So between Saints Row 4 and Dead Space 3.
Dead Space.
What makes you want to cut Dead Space?
Because
you don't like
I haven't tried it to know that I
would cut Saints Row 4 because it isn't any different than Saints Row 3.
I would cut Saints Row 4 for that reason.
Yeah, I agree.
Dead Space 3 is a new it's a new co-op experience we haven't experienced.
But what if it causes me physical pain to admit the co-op that Dead Space might be fun with another person?
You have to do what I do and say Dead Space 3 is not Dead Space. It's a different game. It's fun.
Can we call someone else?
You can call it something else.
Space shooter buddy time.
Well, no more put Bench Space 3. So.
Call Snow Space.
What about
Zombie
Space Attack?
Zombie Space Attack.
Space Bench.
Space Guts. Space Guts.
Dead Bench 3.
Gun Bench 3.
Ethan, were you siding against Saints Row?
To me, I didn't need to play that co-op. It was fun when Aaron and I played it, but I mean,
yeah.
it didn't need to be co-op, you know?
Why is Just Cause not on here?
Just Cause co-op. 2 multiplayer mod. Was that really... We tried to cooperate, but at any time we could kill each other.
Yeah, I got you.
All right.
And none of them are the winner.
Probably Payday 2 is probably where I'm at.
I think Payday 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I like Dead Space a lot, but...
But Monaco's better, so winning by...
Well, I didn't play Monaco.
Exactly.
Payday. But with between Dead Space and Payday, you actually kind of have to play it with somebody else. And Dead Space, you don't really have to.
Yeah.
So...
So feeling pretty strong about this category. Payday 2 so takes the lead.
Remember me.
Yeah.
All right. We've got 8 awards to go, so we're going to take a little bit of a break here and wrap this up. Woo.
The energy.
Woo. Not just, really no, there's some battles coming up. So
saving ourselves.
Sharpen your teeth.